Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The next time you're at a DIY store and buy a power tool or some decking, the chances are that some of the products will have been sourced from United Hardware, which was formed last year when Associated Hardware and National Hardware came together to avail of economies of scale. Paul Candon is the chief executive and is the veteran of H. Williams and Roach's Stores retailers, as well as Topaz Forecourts. The industry had to overcome a massive supply chain issue post-COVID and a surge in prices after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Joe.
Are you in steadier times now than you were 2 years ago?
We sure are, absolutely. COVID was an explosion in our sector, and we were deemed an essential retailer, so we were open and trading right through, and there was a massive demand on our products as everybody was at home wanting to do
staring at the walls and saying, I'm going to fix this, I need to do this.
Paint was a commodity. Yeah. It was unbelievable, the demand, and the suppliers were doing their best to keep up with it, but it was a fantastic time as well for our trade.
And then, of course, you had the supply shock in 2022, brought upon to some extent by the invasion of Ukraine. That saw a huge surge in prices in the stuff that you're getting in.
Yes, absolutely. COVID did as well, because COVID disrupted like shipping and supply chains all over the world. And we were just kind of recovering from that, where ships are in the wrong places, containers are in the wrong places. Container prices from China are at 22,000, 23,000 euros, which normally they're at 2,000 euro. And then comes the Russian-Ukraine war and further compounds what's already a bad situation. So, yeah, we had lots and lots of challenges. That then spiked the product pricing. Huge inflation in our sector. So we saw, you know, construction materials rising. Some products like
timber, steel,
insulation, plasterboard, right through lead, roof tiles, and keep going. Everything was rocketing in price. And
what about now? Have those prices stopped increasing? Have they deflated?
Some have deflated, like timber, steel. They have certainly deflated, but not back to pre-COVID levels. And I think that's really important. We're looking at about a kind of a 19% increase overall now, and that's stable now, and maybe
19% from the beginning of 22.
Yes,
right.
And overall it was up at 40, and then it deflated back down and has averaged out at a kind of a 19% prior to COVID. So we certainly are seeing prices well up, and then that feeds on into house building and the house pricing and the house crisis in Ireland and so on. It doesn't help, but that's the reality of it.
Why it costs nearly 600,000 euros to build a two-bedroom apartment in the capital city?
That is a big part of it, absolutely, in terms of the material prices that go into it. And, you can see that not just in apartments, but in two, three-bedroom houses, any town or city in Ireland, it's the same situation. You know, it is more expensive to build a house now in Ireland than it was pre-COVID.
Now, when people were sitting at home during lockdown, and they might have tried to get a builder, but obviously it was very difficult, so they tried doing it themselves. Have they gone back to trying hiring, you know, tradespeople to come in to do their house?
There is a shortage of tradespeople in Ireland, a very, very substantial shortage of tradespeople. And our members, which are independent, 120 of them throughout Ireland, they're a real bellwether. They tell me every day, if there were more carpenters, more brickies, more plasterers, more plumbers, we would be far, far busier, Paul. And the difficulty we're having now is that there's so much work for tradespeople, they can pick and choose. So they'll pick the higher
price. And they can throw out outrageous quotes.
Well, they can, but I mean, I wouldn't like to accuse them of that, but that obviously they can. But there is insufficient numbers there. And that is a capacity issue within the construction sector as well, within the home improvement sector. So the ordinary person who can't get the plumber, who maybe can't get the painter, decorator and so on, will have a go at it themselves. Now, there's a positive for us in that we're there to be able to provide good advice, real Irish experts in every town in Ireland. You know, we're represented in every county, and therefore we can give that experience that maybe others, like big, you know, foreign retailers or online retailers can't give. So, you know, we've got first, second, third generation businesses, and they have really good, their secret sauce is their expertise and so on, and their
knowledge.
But
in the end, the household or the consumer will have to do the work themselves. So there could be thousands of botched jobs all over the country that we're not aware of.
There could be. I mean, but you're living in your own home, so you can decide what level you want to do.
Staircases or anything like that.
Absolutely. I doubt that that would be done. But maybe there are people who try that level of carpentry themselves. But certainly there is a bit of a crisis in terms of tradespeople. We need to do something about that. We need far more incentives to bring tradespeople
into
Ireland.
What about the critical skills list? Are plumbers and electricians, are they on the critical skills list?
They're not. And as you know, the Hardware Association of Ireland, which I'm, that's our representative group, and I'm very involved in that, we are lobbying really hard to government to put on the critical skills list plumbers and brickies and electricians and so on, and not just the tech people and the tech jobs and so on. These are real jobs, and we won't meet the needs with our own apprentice schemes. We will not be able to fulfil the demand and solve our housing crisis. Capacity in terms of labour is a real big problem for us, and that has to be part and parcel of the solution to housing.
Yeah, and I presume you've raised this with government.
Absolutely.
It's something that we discussed, the skills trades issue. We discussed it on Monday morning's programs as well. Where do you get most of your stuff from?
A lot of it, like timber and insulation and paint and so on, can be manufactured here in Ireland.
So Fleetwood and Dulux are made here?
Yeah, absolutely. Dulux, Fleetwood, Colour Trend, Crown, they're all manufacturing here. Then they manufacture in other locations in the UK as well, and we import from there to here. Timber comes from Irish sawmills, it does. Some of it can be Irish timber, some of it come in from Scotland and further afield in Scandinavia. When you look at
steel's made somewhere else.
Steel's made somewhere else, yeah. There are fabrications here and cutters and so on. But a huge amount of product is imported and so on from Europe. And we have seen changes in supply chains, you know, since COVID. A lot of product from China as well, still the big powerhouse of the world. So we would be out there. We have a big buying team in our distribution centre in City West and so on. And they're always away at trade shows and scouring the world for new, latest, also green product. You know, more innovative product and so on, particularly feeding into construction and so on. We're trying to obviously play our part in that space as well, sustainability being a critical factor.
Well, best of luck with it, Paul. That's Paul Candon, the Chief Executive of United Hardware. Thanks for coming in.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.